President Barack Obama flew to southern Louisiana yesterday to inspect a massive oil rig leak and warned of a potentially unprecedented environmental disaster as the badly damaged oil well in the Gulf of Mexico spewed a widening slick towards delicate wetlands. James Lucier is the managing director and head of energy consulting at the Washington, D.C.-based political and industrial research firm Capital Alpha Partners. He told us more about the cleanup efforts and the impact of the leak.
One of the technologies being used to contain the oil is an underwater dome system. These domes are already used in California to catch and contain oil from underwater seeps, such as those in the Santa Barbara Channel. And over time, they've proven very effective in capturing and concentrating large flows of oil. It also may be possible to recap the well and effectively move the oil from the well into a tanker ship waiting overhead. Well, there will be a lasting impact on the environment from oil that remains in the environment. You've got to remember, though, that the single biggest source of oil in the ocean comes from natural oil seeps. There is a seep in the Santa Barbara Channel off the coast of Santa Barbara, which literally releases thousands of barrels of oil a day into the ocean. And most of the oil that is in the ocean results from natural wells, cracks in the Earth's surface where the oil comes out. So, the ecosystems do have a way of dealing with this over time. It's probably too early to tell what the long-term impact will be. Much of it depends on the tides and on the currents and where the oil may actually wash up and touch the shore. If the oil hits rocky, sandy areas, those areas are relatively easy to clean, expensive, but they are cleanable, whereas marshy areas, wetlands, areas of that nature are much more difficult to clean.